is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Next on News for the Soul, Carol's Healing Sanctuary. Carol runs her healing sanctuary out of Spain and has sent healing energies around the globe for decades. Passionate about healing and anti-aging techniques, she works regularly with doctors for verification of medical intuitive cases. Scientifically tested and the subject of a documentary, Carol demonstrated the effects of long-distance healing over many years. Please welcome back Carol to News for the Soul.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Nicole. Are you there?
I'm here. Just a little Hi. Slow on the button this morning. Hello.
Just making sure. Right. Good to be back again. I've got a couple of updates, quick updates from the Healing Sanctuary. Little Hillary with Rets is now showing her personality. Remember, she was locked in, is a better word, I think, to use, into her own little world. Now, she loves cartoons on the television, and she does a little, you know, does the movement to it. And if anyone gets in the way of the television, she certainly lets them know. So it's lovely. I mean, most people, you know, when they've got a two-year-old, a lot of things, because it's normal, they just expect things, and it's just the way that they progress. But with Rett syndrome, well, not syndrome, it's Rett. With Rett's, it affects girls, and normally they start to deteriorate past the age of two. Well, it was just before two, she was nearly two when I started on her. This was on the December the 17th. So you can see how everyone is so surprised that instead of starting to decline, she's just coming on leaps and bounds. I haven't finished with her yet either, of course. And I just love these stories. Even if I never did anything else, these children, and this isn't the only one. Over the years, most of the children that I've worked on have all responded, all various, you know, degrees, but it's not like I've done loads and loads and loads of them, and so you say, oh, well, she's done so many, she's bound to get a lucky break. No, that's not it. Everyone has responded, and I found that the sooner that you get them, the sooner that you start, when they're not very old or just come out of hospital, given the negative, which the doctors only say what their professional opinion is, of course. So it's not a one-off fluke, then, is what I'm trying to say. Barrington, who was in hospital, the well-known singer over here, he was in hospital with double pneumonia going down pretty rapid, and he's out of hospital with his lovely wife, and he's coming along. He sits in the sanctuary every day with his wife, and he's looking forward to singing again. I just like to say something, though. I think when you've had a brush with, well, shall we say, too near a brush with the other side, you know, you need to think, well, I've got to change things. You know, you don't want to get into that same situation again. Now, I know Barrington and his wife sitting on the healing every day in the sanctuary, remotely, of course. But what I'd like to say is this. A way of life. Why wait until you're seriously ill? Why wait until the writing's on the wall? Why not look at these complementary therapies that can help you that don't do you any harm. And to be honest with you, it's a way of life, like brushing your teeth. It's a total way of life to me. It's been my life since I was born, really, though I didn't know at the time, of course. I just thought everybody was the same. But I can't tell you how many things I've seen turn around and the best possible results by people having healing and then doing their bit as well. I've noticed that sometimes when people have things wrong, you know, they do the healing with me and, you know, then they're fine and then they forget. It's normal, of course, to forget. But that is not when you should forget. That is when you should keep your finger on the pulse and keep your energies up and relaxing and being at one with the higher energies. It can't change things that happen in your life. We've all got things that we're going to go through. You can't possibly think that you're going to spend your life sitting in a bubble. Because what would be the point of that anyway? How boring. But all I can say is that leading your lives with the help of these other dimensions, and once they become part of your life, it softens the blow. And nothing is as bad as what it would have been. I'm just going to see what the message is today from the sanctuary. I've got absolutely no idea whatsoever. So you'll just have to wait while I just flick my brain over a little bit more and see what comes. We don't need to go into details of what the world is going through now. We don't need to focus on this negativity and these sad times. What we can do is to help lift up the vibrations and help you reach a higher state of consciousness and also lift up your minds to join these other dimensions that are all around us and part of us. Just because we can't see things doesn't mean they aren't close. Very often we sense things and feel things and brush them aside because we can't really logically understand them. We are not meant to logically dissect these other dimensions. They are not meant to be dissected and put in pigeonholes. They are collective energies that have been collected for millions of years. The energy within them and the collective energies on different spheres are there whenever we ask. We just need to ask and to reach and open our minds. Well, you might say, how do you do that? How do you take your mind out of a logical world that is falling apart? How can you even think to be part of something you cannot see or logically explain? That is the key though. The key though is to believe that we are not on our own. We have never been on our own. The collective energies are in our aura. They come into our minds. They try to help us in believing more and accepting that we are not the only life force. We are not the only planet that has existence with intelligence. We are not the first ones to do things. We are not the forerunners. We are behind. We are going backwards because we are not able to lift our consciousness up enough to receive information that can help us. By believing in the other realms and believing in other cultures far, far, far advanced than us, will enable them to come closer to us and reach us with positive information to help us in many ways, whether it's with technology, with new methods to help with our health, new methods to help with our everyday existence. It's all there, ready to access. We just have to get over ourselves. We are not the most important, and we are not the most intelligent. We are part of this collective energy too, but we are a lower part. We don't have to stay that way though. We can, by our behavior, change a lot of things. By creating a new mindset, by thinking different today, we can create a different future and a positive outcome. Even now, with things as they are, they can turn around very quickly. Thoughts are living things. Collective thoughts together are strong. And being at one with this force can create a much better future than we are facing now. Scientists already know more than they say. It's obvious. There are many cover-up stories that the government and the scientists are afraid to release, because when they release, they also release their own power by letting the information come through that shows about these other planets and existence. They then have no further total control, have they? So let's put the positive energies into the governments, into the people of power that try to control us. They are no better than us. We are all a life force down here learning. These people in power need to be more at one with us, not controlling us. By controlling us, they create situations that create the uncontrollable situation. It's the power and the force behind everything that makes the divide between the people being able to help themselves. You can't help yourself if you are controlled by people that know no more than us, other than what seemingly is the right words to say at the time. Well, there you go. I'll have to listen to that later. Basically, if we allow our minds to be stunted, if we allow our minds not to be able to grow and to reach out, because we are led to believe that there is nothing else other than this. It's not true. It's not true, and it's quite sad, really. It's really making it a lot more difficult for everyone than it needs to be. Now, I'm sure I'm not the only one that thinks like this. I mean, we could go on and on and on forever. And you might say, well, what do you know? Well, what do you know? You know, when somebody says, you know, what do you know about that? And I go, well, what do you know? You know, at the end of the day, who are you or am I? Who is the other one to say that the other one knows more? Everyone's entitled to their opinion. But if you look at the evidence that is collected and collected and collected, what do you think? It's all made up? I don't think so. And so I would love to see the unraveling of the information so that people can once again make up their own minds about things instead of being dictated to. We all need leading at certain times, but not brainwashing, not hidden propaganda, not hidden things away from us. So as if we're, you know, what are we then? Are we just zombies? You know, are we only allowed a little bit of this and a little bit of that? No. So that is what I think. I think that there is a need for more light to go in to the situation so that people can see the real truth. And in seeing the real truth, it will make them stronger, is what I feel. So that is it. And also, healing, sending love energies into situations where, let's just say, some people are stuck in the dark. They're stuck in the dark. They are neither in one place or another. Their behavior is such that it's just unpredictable. Well, what is wrong with sending the light energies into that person to help that person move forward in this soul's journey? We're all on different journeys all the time. So what is wrong with sending the light into one person that could be controlling so much and so many people getting hurt? What is wrong with sending the light into their head, giving them a dream, as I say? And so I would like you to think like that. I'm not trying to control anyone's minds. I'm not trying to control anything. I'm trying to help people to help themselves, to use their own minds to move things along. So by focusing on a few key players, the way the world is now, we all know who they are. We don't have to mention any names. I want to send the light from the sanctuary. I want to send the light from the sanctuary and the different dimensions. One, to all the innocent people that always get caught in the crossfire, the families, the sadness that no one can even begin to imagine what it's like. But tonight, I want to bring everyone, to try and bring everyone that is listening into this higher place where I go all the time, and a lot of other people do as well, just take you into what I call the place of no time. And in bringing those energies down and focusing on the light going into dark areas where people might not want to send light. But I'm saying send the light. Send the light. Move the soul, the troubled souls, into a higher dimension. Take their minds into a higher dimension, even if it's when they're asleep. Put it out there that they can all of a sudden change direction. And you might say that's not possible, but I'm sorry, I do believe it is possible. I've seen it happen in smaller circumstances. I've seen it happen loads and loads of times where something is not supposed to have happened, what you call an intervention. So basically, yes, what we're asking for is an intervention. And why not? So create a space in your mind. Lift up your mind. Create a space. Let those higher energies come down and help you in your mind, and send with your mind the positive thoughts into dark brains. Because they are, though in the dark. And being in the dark, they are creating all this darkness and all this sadness. So I want you all, whoever you are, doesn't matter how old you are, doesn't matter where you are, your mind, body and soul is yours and you're free to use it. So in slowing down your breathing, slowing it right down, asking the higher energies to come down and help you with this, and with your mind, just push it, push that light into the dark minds. What have you got to lose? Just a bit of energy and positive thoughts. And believing that we're not on our own with this, and believing that there are energies waiting to help. In tomorrow's world, the energies, how it will be, is what we create now. What we create now with our minds, how we think with our minds, will create tomorrow. And I believe, I strongly believe, that out of the dark times will come a better way of life if we all come together and focus on the light instead of the dark here, and focus on the light going into the dark corners. Get into the habit. Get into the habit of doing it. Every day, just send out positive thoughts and ask for help. Like I said, what have we got to lose, really? Nothing, have we? Try something different, is what I say. So as I'm sitting here, I'm recycling energy. I take out the negative. I recycle it, I send it out, and I bring in the positive, and that positive energy I send to you to use. It might sound simple, but things could be a lot more simple. I really believe that it's not meant to be as complicated as this. Slow down your breathing. Open up your minds. Let the left eye go into the right eye. Just visualize the left eye going into the right eye, which is the gateway. This is the gateway which I use for the other dimensions to come into the right brain. Just bring it in, let it come in. It's like hearing a noise in the night when it's really, really quiet and you can hear the noise. And when you are at one with the right brain, you can hear it. It's like, almost like a humming, really. I always say, actions speak louder than words. Doing something with your mind is better than talking about it. We can talk and talk and talk, but do something. Every day, just sit with those that you care about. Sit with those that want to help. Join groups that are of like-mindedness. Make the light become stronger and stronger. The higher energies don't like loud noises. They like the quiet. They like music. They like laughter. Well, it's not easy to laugh in certain circumstances, is it? The people that are in it. But the people that are more fortunate, that they're fortunate that they've still got their homes and they're comfortable. These are the ones that are helping the ones that need the help, that can't get into that space, that are so traumatized that they need to be looked after. They need to mentally be looked after. Put a blanket around them. You don't have to be important to care. You don't have to be important to heal. You just have to care. And the more you care, and the more you want to help, the more you can be at one with the other dimensions, with a different mindset. So don't think, oh, who am I? You know, what can I do? Plenty. Quietly, in your own home. If you know anyone that's not very well, aside from all the other traumas, and they're not able to ask for help for themselves, ask for them. Think of it like a mobile phone. Using your right brain to reach another place, putting in your request and bringing it down. I recently did a mass healing. I just said a few words and then took the people into the place of no time to experience this other energy that they can't always get to. And you might think, oh, that was a bit boring then. But you know they loved it. They absolutely loved it. They loved the feeling in their heads. They loved the feeling in their bodies. They loved that sensation. It's like having a cuddle on a bad day. A warm hug. Let's now think of all your negativity, all your everyday illnesses and stresses. Visualize it coming out of your solar plexus, pushing it into the center of the room. Just visualize it, now you're more calm, going into the center of the room. And that will create an empty space in your body, in your mind. Which the higher energies can fill with positivity, healing from another time and place, different times, different places. I think we need to know more how to sit still and be quiet, to slow everything down, not trying to cram in everything into a small space of time. Learning to be part and understand that just because somebody is not giving them a message verbally, it's much stronger for your development to feel that message yourself. Even if you wake up in the night and all of a sudden you get the answer to something, you are then making your connection stronger rather than somebody doing it for you. By asking for help and slowing everything down, you are making the connection stronger yourself than somebody telling you what to do. You need to get stronger on another level with your own minds, not to rely on somebody else filling in the gaps all the time. By bringing the energies down into your right brains, into your subconscious, you working with it, you are becoming strong. And the more you do it, the stronger and more confident you will become. You are getting the benefits of lifetimes of energy for you to sit there and use it. And that is priceless. It might not seem so, well, what's the word, sensational then, making you sit there, feel the energies and work yourself. But honestly, that is the best thing for you. By bringing the energies into you is kick-starting you to help you to meditate on another level. Many people have out-of-body experiences. They're not all pleasurable because they can go to the wrong place. Doesn't mean to say that they're a bad person or anything like that. It's not as easy to maneuver as you think. So, my feeling, what I've done all my life, which is the best that I can offer you now as my legacy, my age, is to share that with you and in sharing it you are getting the benefit of what I've had to sit in a room for years and years and years to perfect. Well, I say perfect, it's no such thing and there's no end. So there's no teacher. We are our own teachers. By where we go and where the results we get, we are at one with the higher energies and we become our own teacher by communicating and allowing that to come through. There is no end. I'm filling every part of this sanctuary, I'm filling it all up for you to use and help you with it. And I am sure, absolutely sure, that there will be things happen that don't normally happen, because something always does. Because I believe that it does, and I believe that it will. Well, I'm wondering if there's anybody that's already felt something. If anyone wants to ring in and share an experience, Nicole.
Should we take a call and find out?
Yep.
Okay, let's do it. Area code 781, you're up. What's your first name and where are you calling in from?
Hi, Nicole. It's Anne from Boston.
Hi, Anne.
How you guys doing?
Hi, Anne.
Hi. Thank you for doing that. Always need a good cheerleader.
What did you feel like?
I was working on this before I, you know, got on the phone here. So it was like a continuation. And, you know, how sometimes you look, get discouraged a bit and you want to be distracted. You actually desire it. You pulled me back in. So that was great.
You see, and I bet you anything you like, you enjoyed it more.
Yes. I wasn't alone. It was great.
This is it, you see. This is, you know, we are, it's easy to get distracted, isn't it?
Oh, especially when you desire it.
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, I just think that having the experience and knowing that there's somebody keeping you on focus there, I think that the energies build up. It builds up and you go further out than what you would normally go.
Yes.
Don't you agree?
Yes, you don't get stuck in the mud, as they say, because if you're sometimes alone, sometimes you get stuck in the mud and you want that distraction. So thank you.
Well, I'm really pleased about that. Do you think that there's other people that you know that you would be able to share now more with?
Yes, I have a couple of groups, and we do. But we're not always together. COVID did a little bit of damage. But trying to connect, you know, not on a physical level, we still try and do that. That's what some of the distraction has been for, to distract us from that.
I think, this is what I think, Anne, if you could just, you don't have to be together. Your minds, as long as your minds are connected, you don't have to physically be in the same place. But what would be a good idea if you set just maybe, you know, just once a week and say, right, 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock, let's all sit at the same time, even if it's only for 20 minutes.
Yes.
I think you definitely find the difference.
That's what's been keeping us together. Yes, we've been doing it.
It's
been keeping us together.
Keeping you together and then, you know, now and again, sharing what you felt or what you saw. I think the more people can talk about it and be at one, but not thinking that they've actually got to physically be in the same place. Because when you think about it, Anne, you know, the dimensions that we're trying to reach, they're not actually physically sitting next to us so we can see them. It doesn't mean to say they're not there, but we don't.
Yes.
It's not like all sitting in a room together. All these different dimensions all come in together, and the more you sit in a group, the stronger, the more that you draw in.
Yep.
Don't you agree?
Of course, yes.
So there's something that you can do, Anne, and you're not going to be distracted then.
Yeah, well, I think there's temptations out there that are actually coming at us, too. So I'm trying to, like, we're all trying to deal with that.
I know. But you know,
it's
something.
It's deliberate.
It is really hard. But you know what? When you have somebody, others doing it as well, the positive energy becomes stronger and it makes you stronger.
Oh yes,
and it
definitely.
Makes
it's a fortification.
It makes
it's a fortification.
Exactly.
Mhm.
So I think that's a good idea. So now you've got a little job to do, Anne.
Okay. Back to
you've
work.
You've got to collect them up and say, right.
Yeah.
When is a good time?
Anytime,
you know,
actually. Anytime.
I really think that doing something regular, it's better to do something regular for 10 minutes than to try and to do it all haphazard, you know, because the stronger, you become stronger with the higher energies when your brain gets into a habit with them.
Yeah.
you know.
Oh, we do have it.
Yeah, the habit.
I do that. Yeah, the habit. I have two places that we definitely, three places we have the habit, which is being tried to be pulled apart. A few of us, handfuls, are still sticking there. And it does help, but I feel I could do more.
Well, you might find that new people come in.
Oh, that's what we're hoping, because things are dwindling.
Well, put it out there.
Have done it.
You know something? I really believe that thoughts are stronger than words. When you
yes.
when you send out a thought on a higher level, it is stronger than a word.
I believe that
because
too.
once you are part of that collective energy and your mind is on that, where you're collecting all that positive thoughts, all those positive energies, thinking and believing that you're being listened to. You've got to believe in yourself a little bit more, I think, Anne.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I am right.
Yep, I agree 100%.
I always
think that's most of our trouble.
Well, I don't see why anyone should think they're more important than anyone else. At the end of the day, if your thoughts are pure and you're trying to help somebody, well, then what? And you've got love and good intentions, there is nothing else. That is it.
Yes.
You're in the club.
Yes.
You're in that higher consciousness already. You're not asking
and
your family there, are you? You just want to help. You just want to enlighten people more. Don't
on
you?
That note, Carol, we're already at the top of the hour, so I'm jumping in to remind you it's shameless self-promotion time and a quick wrap-up.
it might have seemed boring tonight, but it's the results of it that I think are going to be very interesting. So on that note, what I would like to say, that if you're going to do something, don't do it for 5 minutes and then stop. If you're going to do it, do it. And if you're going to do it, do it as a way of life. Do it every day, because it's a waste of space. If, you know, in thinking yourself on another vibration and your thoughts somewhere else every day, you will become stronger and stronger and more at one with it. Doesn't mean to say you've got to sit all day. Just means to say that at some point in the day, you just say, you know, I want to be part of that collective energy. I want to be part of that telepathic communication that can help everyone's mind. Don't think you're going to do it for a week and that is it. It's a way of life. And this is why the sanctuary is my way of life. And by sitting in the sanctuary, you've got all that energy that I've collected up to make it easy for you. So yes, I am promoting the sanctuary tonight. I don't always remember, but I am tonight because I really believe in it. And I really believe that the more you can be part of a thick, positive, pure energy, the better it is. Wherever you are, it's a kickstart. It's a jump start. Is all I've got to say. So Carol Everett, healingsanctuary.co.uk. Okay? Look forward
Beautiful.
To having more members.
All right, Carol. And it was not boring. It was calming, grounding, healing, and very, very lovely. Looking forward to the next time we chat, 2 weeks' time. Carol, in the meantime, is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. And we're right back after this quick reset break with a lot more today, newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. www.thepersonalpath.com. Now let's get back to the show.